Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
North Andover Town Meeting members tonight will vote on whether to pave the way for one of the world's largest marijuana growing and research centers in the world. The developers of Osgood Landing want to convert a former Lucent Technologies plant in North Andover into more than 1 million square feet of indoor marijuana growing. Joining us to talk about this is Tom Ricciardello. He's a former North Andover selectman and co-chair of the Osgood Revitalization Coalition. Thanks for being with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Deborah. Pleasure to be here.
So I've read that the plan here involves growing about 300,000 plants inside the former Lucent Technologies plant, most of them for recreational use, but the profits from those sales would be used to help fund research on marijuana-based medicines. Is that the main idea here?
Exactly, Deborah. I think what makes this project unique is not the size, because there are many other facilities that are in that same size range, but the fact that proceeds from the sale of cannabis will fund the Innovation Center is really what sets this apart from all the other ones.
Mm-hmm. And the Innovation Center, you mean the Osgood Innovation Center that this will be called?
Exactly. And it really puts this facility at the forefront of cannabis science. And not only from the medical research perspective, but there are so many ancillary things, including ways to enhance the agricultural growth. Hydroponics is now a big deal in all agriculture. So a lot of that research is very important.
As far as I can tell, there appear to be sort of three main concerns about this. So I'd like to go through those a little bit. Some say that the idea of research and medicinal use of marijuana here is really just covering up the fact that this is going to be what they call a large pot factory. What do you say to those folks?
Well, there's no cover up at all. The fact is that in order to fund an innovation center, it takes a great deal of investment. And part of the problem we have with research in the medical cannabis is that because there's a federal ban on medical cannabis, it can't be done at places like Harvard or research hospitals. So it's really for facilities like this that can bring it forward.
But how will you be able to research it if universities can't?
Well, the reason that universities can't and many other institutions can't is if they qualify for federal funding, they're prohibited from doing that kind of research. So we've already got interest from doctors from Harvard. We've got large Fortune 500 companies that really want to become part of this so that they can do it in a facility that doesn't have that restriction.
Yeah, but this entanglement with the feds is another concern that's come forward about this, because there's no clarity here, really, on what might happen with federal law enforcement, particularly in light of some of the comments made by the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney most recently, and the rescinding by Attorney General Jeff Sessions of the Obama-era policy that told law enforcement not to target folks who were dealing in marijuana in states where marijuana was legal. So what do you say to folks who say, we don't want North Andover to become a target of federal law enforcement if this facility's here?
From Charlie Baker on down, the statement has been very clear that they do not want any interference in that which we voted on in Massachusetts. It's legal in Massachusetts, and that's the law.
It's my understanding, Mr. Ricciardello, that the developers of Osgood Landing are telling North Andover that they would also be able to make payments of $5 million a year from sales at the plant. And the third main concern that I've read is that folks don't believe that you'll be able to come through with that amount of money. Again, address that concern.
This is a contractually signed agreement that will be executed with the town of North Andover. If Osgood does not pay those payments, then operations cease.
Tell me what it's going to look like in your ideal vision in the future.
What we see is a future where this will be the premier research center for medical cannabis research. And we have such a brain trust here in Massachusetts, we think that clustering of experts is going to be something for which we all can be proud.
Okay. Tom Ricciardello, former North Andover selectman and co-chair of the Osgood Revitalization Coalition. Thanks very much for being with us this morning.
It was great to be with you. Thanks so much.